الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته جزاكم الله خيرا for everyone that's gathered here today I just wanted to continue today to explain further some of the things that I mentioned last week and I'll repeat the a couple of hadith that we went over for those who weren't in attendance last week because sometimes it's nice when we in a gathering if I observe something or if someone says something as a follow-up to what I said and then I find out that perhaps people aren't understanding what I'm saying. That was one of those moments I had last week. And it reminded me of what Sayyidina Shaykh Muhammad Hafidhullah quotes every now and then, that the ulama say, I don't fear that which you don't understand. I fear that which you do understand. Because that's how we don't know. If you assume you're understanding, the teacher has no way of knowing. And if you have assessed by now, in terms of tasawwuf, most of what we talk about in the dhikr sessions, it's all application. It's all about how to get this aspect of ihsan into our life. So when we're at a gathering like we were last week, and we're having this interplay, and people come to me and say things, or based on what I said, or I just see the application, then I have a chance to observe and see if people actually understood, especially if they're trying to implement what we just discussed. So regarding that, it made me decide to just continue in clarifying further the two hadith that we discussed last week, the first part of which was where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the hadith al-Qudsi about I am in the best opinion of my slave. And I mentioned how this for us in the ummah, if we looked at the genre of the positive thinking, all those books, and you know, and I mentioned the Chicken Soup for the Soul, Norman Peel, Vincent Peel's book, which is called The Power of Positive Thinking, and all those other books that they're really great books, even Stephen Covey's Seven Steps, all those would fall under that whole realm. That's a big aspect of the good culture in the West, and it actually gets them, a lot of Muslims even.